Committee to order. Senators Rhodey, Kelly, Eliason, and Sturgiluski on hand. We have a number of bills for your consideration. I wonder, because the sponsor is here, if we could take up Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 66, Judiciary. This was on the immunity question. Do you have actual...
We just received the draft documents.
All right, but
it's exactly the same.
Tell me what this does now. This was brought here because there were some questions on the floor. Senator Halford?
This is good.
What happened is we adopted in judiciary a version that was proposed by the Department of Law as in terms of drafting style. We didn't address the other question, which is intentional misconduct, gross negligence, recklessness, feeling that that may be one that if people want to amend it on the floor, you know, that's an issue that can go out there. But inadvertently, because of the way it was drafted, when it came down from the Department of Law and we followed that recommendation, the effect of two in the bill before you would be that if you were taken into custody for being incapacitated by alcohol and injured in jail, mm-hmm. you would have no recourse. Mm-hmm. While if you were taken into custody for murder, you'd have recourse. That wasn't the intent, that wasn't really the municipality's area of the bill or anything else, but it was the effect of the way the amendment was drafted. Mm-hmm. We wanted to take that out, and that's essentially what we need to request that the Rules Committee do.
All right, what we need to do then is adopt a committee substitute.
I so move, Madam Chairman.
The Rules Committee.
Adopt the Rules Committee substitute deleting injuries incurred while in protective custody.
All right. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Madam Chairman, I would move that Senate Bill 66 be moved and be approved for calendaring at the Chair's discretion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unanimous consent?
Yes, unanimous consent.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Thank you.
And again,
and that's the draft that does just exactly
yes,
that.
We didn't calendar that, but I did tell Senator Szymanski, I think, that it just assumed these first day back.
Okay.
To put it on the floor, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Since that's a rule, yes, if we could also move that it be passed out of committee with individual recommendations or pass recommendations.
Oh, we would need
okay,
to do
my,
that.
My,
I'm
my,
sorry.
My motion, yep. My motion was that it be passed from committee and be approved for calendaring.
Right.
Calendaring
thank
at the chair's discretion.
No objection.
Why are we waiting for Szymanski to get back?
Well, there was an amendment made. He was going to come here today and get visited, and I said, the floor is appropriate place, and that he had raised an amendment that had not passed, and he's going to, I told him that appropriate places to bring that to the floor and not the rules.
That's over the, whether, you know, gross and gross negligence, I don't question. I, we spent a lot of time in judiciary on that.
Yeah. Committee, and Senator Halford had no objection. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 51 Hess, which is by Duncan Curtula, extending the time period for a person to become a certified workers' comp rehabilitation specialist. And we've got the committee record there. Are you prepared to make a motion?
Chair, I move that CS for Senate Bill Number 51 Hess be approved for calendar at the chair's discretion.
Unanimous consent? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 151, Labor and Commerce, exempting certain persons employed in repairing automobiles from the overtime provisions of the Alaska Wage and Hour Act. And this came out of Labor and Commerce. Dick, do you?
The committee substitute was drafted at the request of the original sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only change that we made. What they did, the original bill exempted them from the Wage and Hour Act, but that was going too far.
This bill actually narrows it down to car dealers.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And,
it is pretty narrow.
I still have some concerns about whether it's why I don't like exempting people from mm-hmm. minimum wages. Particularly for mechanics, mm-hmm. but I'd move that Senate Bill 151 be placed be approved for calendar chair discussion.
Mm-hmm. Unanimous consent. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. House bill.
Excuse me. Well, just one question. I was. I guess I don't know how you're going to handle it, but your calendar, Senate Bill 151, right? You know, calendar committee substitute for Senate right. Bill, right?
Yes.
Okay, but the original bill is not in the Senate. But it doesn't make any difference, I guess.
What I've been doing
I was looking
is
for the comparisons.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What I've been doing is putting the latest version of the bill, but I do have all versions here. If you'd like me to give you all versions of each bill, I can certainly do that.
No, I'm just curious.
But they are on hand. In the timing
of they'll be on the calendar as Senate Bill, so it's
right.
Yes, sir.
Right. House Bill number 62, relating to means and methods of pursuit, capture, and transport of game by people with disabilities. Specific rules on the request from the governor.
It's a very minor change, Madam President, in the law. I would move that House Bill 62 is amended to be approved of calendaring in the chair's discretion. As unanimous consent.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. We have House Bill number 69. Investments for the last permanent fund. I've had some discussions with the rules chair on the other side, and some saying we've passed 10 years and only 4 years. Well, I haven't had bills and rules, but this is one that my bill doing the same thing is also in rules, and this one came over. It's identical except for the title. I think it's a good bill, and I'd like to see this one go support.
Get on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Chairman, I move that House Bill 69 be approved for calibrating the chair's discretion.
Unanimous consent. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Can't see any reason why we can't just put that right on tomorrow if the sponsor is feel comfortable with that. Then we have Sturzelewski's bill, SJR 16 from the International Trade Committee regarding the Kennecott mine.
Madam Chairman, I would move that Senate Joint Resolution 16 be approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Mm-hmm. Unanimous consent?
Yes.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Thank you. Rules Committee is adjourned for today.